Hi, this is Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches and director of ASI Education. In this Stitches podcast on the go, we're talking about how to entice new customers in under a minute. According to data from the Stitches State of the Industry 2010 report, decorators' number one sales strategy this year is finding new customers. So, let's talk about an elevator pitch. Making a good first impression with an intriguing elevator pitch is harder and easier than many people think. It can be hard to feel comfortable and confident in a setting where you don't know anybody. That's according to Jennifer Cox, co-founder of the National Network of Embroidery Professionals. However, if you practice diligently before entering these situations, your description of your business and your role in it will come naturally to you without having to think. More importantly, Cox says, this frees up your mind to be able to adapt your pitch to what you're hearing from the other person. You definitely need to respond from the listener's point of view. If you can do that, approaching people at networking events becomes easy and, yes, even fun. So when you're crafting a response to, so what do? Aim for something memorable that also meets the listener's potential needs. An example from Cox. We do embroidery isn't nearly as memorable or useful an opener as, we help people dress professionally for work, or we help organizations boost their name recognition through decorated apparel. Andy Schumann, general manager of Topton, PA-based Rockland Embroidery, Inc., feels that the decorating industry's best elevator pitches are different in these tough times than the ones that worked well in the past. Here's what he has to say. The benefits a decorator provides with her timely and attentive service are key points to get across, but I don't think the products themselves should be overshadowed in the initial conversation. Our industry seems to be trending very closely to retail styles, products, and designs, and you should get that across early on. Good luck with your elevator pitches, and thanks for listening to this Stitches podcast on the go.